NASA scientists are calling it 7 minutes of terror.
Entry, descent, and landing, also known as EDL, is referred to as the 7 minutes of terror, because we've got literally 7 minutes to get from the top of the atmosphere to the surface of Mars, going from 13,000 miles an hour to zero in perfect sequence, perfect choreography, perfect timing, and the computer has to do it all by itself with no help from the ground. If any one thing doesn't work just right, it's game over.
At the University of Utah, the public can watch this drama unfold in real time with a satellite feed direct from NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. The Mars rover landing party starts at 9:30 Sunday night at the U's Language and Communications Building. Utah's NASA ambassador, Patrick Wiggins, says he'll be glued to the feed to watch all the stages of entry and descent well before the landing is set to take place at 11:30.
I mean, they acknowledge this really looks crazy, but they've had years to perfect the details, and they're quite confident. Of course, I'm still going to be on the edge of my seat Sunday night, waiting to see how this thing comes off.
Wiggins says the event will feature telescopic views of Mars and Saturn, a Mars rover replica, and computer simulators where people can try their hand at operating a rover themselves. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.